McNamara, I know.
Looks like to me you went down there, John Connolly, and the two of you got together and transferred this from McNamara's war to Johnson.
Oh my God, it's the first time he hasn't attacked me. I think he's finally getting some sense, Mr. President. Well, I think it was a serious political error for him to run against me instead of you.
Well, I've been reading about all these coups out there and all the problems of con and everything, and I just wonder what's happening to me. I start out with a war. Now tell me, what's your evaluation of this stuff we're getting from Taylor tonight? I'm just reading it. It doesn't look very good.
Oh, it doesn't look good, Mr. President. It's no different, though, than we've seen here and sensed here, you know, for some time. But I think the odds are we can squeeze through between now and the next several weeks. But it certainly is a weak situation. I'm going to meet tomorrow at 11 o'clock with Dean Rusk and Mac and others to reappraise it and see what we think can be done, if anything. I really don't think there's much we can do in the next several weeks to change the outlook. But neither do I think it's going to completely collapse during that period. Afterwards, though, after the election, we've got a real problem on our hands.
All right, now I'm going to be away tomorrow, and I'll have to meet the press Saturday, so you better figure out, you and Rusk and Bundy, what we can say to them in
right.
a good many fields.
Right.
I can't dodge them Saturday.
Well,
I dodge them all week.
In the first place, I think we'll have some announcements for you. We can cut our personnel budget at the end of the year by $5,000, for example. We got a few other things you can announce. Secondly, by that time, we should have finished this Eisenhower discussion. You don't have to meet them until afternoon, do you?
I ought to meet them about 10 our time, which is 12 years.
Well, let's see, 12, it'll be over by then. Wheeler's meeting Eisenhower at 8:30 here in Washington. It was excellent editorial on the Star tonight.
That's what they tell me.
Very good indeed. And I'm very hopeful we can hold the line on this thing. So we'll have some news.
Looks like to me that Birch statement to the chairman of the Republican Committee would help us some to do it, because we could just say, well, it's down in the alley now.
Right, right. Exactly so. And I think this does help us. Birch is the same stripe as Miller, and the more the two of them talk, the better off we are.
Now, are you going out to SAC with us?
Oh, yeah, surely. I'd like to very much. I didn't know that you'd finally decided to go.
Yeah, I think we ought to. I think we ought to put it on and milk it for all it's
sure.
worth with care.
Well, we'll get it laid on. I think probably it'd be wise for Dean to go, too.
If he would.
I'll talk to him and we'll line it up.
I'd recommend it if we could.
Yes.
Do you have any other thoughts?
No.
I'm looking to y'all to give me some initiatives these days, because it's getting pretty blue over here. All I read is just the criticism.
And, come on. Now.
You and Connolly got this stuff off of y'all, and it's no longer McNamara's war. I kind of enjoyed hearing Coldwater talk about McNamara, but when he started talking about Johnson, I said, well, wait a minute, let me get the paper. You know what, George Smith's brother, I told you that story, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Well, I said, I got, he's going to close a bank here. He's going to start a run on the bank. That's what I feel when Goldwater jumps on me. I'm afraid he's going to start a run on the bank.
Well, every night I come home and pick those barbs out of my back.
Well, I got a letter today when I took my nap. They wake me up with a letter from Mr. Dale Miller, and he had pictures of you and Conley. Damn, if you don't look like two movie stars. All these big fat cats following you around down at Dallas Airport, 250 of them. No one's ever had a reception like that.
We had a good day in Dallas. That's
didn't they claim a fella called me today and said it? Oh, no, it was Deke DeLoach, who's Edgar Hoover's man, said that Goldwater didn't have but half the crowd you had, and they weren't enthusiastic. They were worn out.
Well, you can't. The thing to really look at is that Ted Dealey. If we can swing him over, we made some hay down there.
Well, Conley's swinging over. I don't know whether he's going to or not. But.
Well, he's working on him, and I worked on him. I think I could absolutely guarantee you he won't come out for Goldwater.
Sure.
That's not enough. We've got to get him to take a pause.
What are you doing on Los Angeles Times?
Well, I talked to Tex again today about it, and he's working on it. I don't know whether we can do it or not. It's the relatives, as I said, who own the stock that hold the key to this. And they're all Goldwaterites.
You tell Jack Valenti, I'll tell him too, but he'll be gone tomorrow. You tell Bill Moyer tomorrow that you want a letter that Palmer Hoyt wrote the Chandlers.
All right, very good.
Because it's a very interesting letter, and you ought to have it
in
background.
Well, White has influence with them, I know that.
Oh, God, he wrote him. He said, don't do this to the newspaper profession. Don't do this to Otis. Otis has done well. He's respected in the nation. This is too cruel to hand this man the tradition here that you joined to the Chicago Tribune. He laid on the line. It's the strongest thing. It's just like you willed him dishonesty or something.
Yeah.
It's real tough.
I'm going to Chicago Tuesday night for a speech out there. I thought I might meet the editorial board of the Tribune. I can't swing them, but I at least can dilute them a little bit.
I would in the Chicago Sun-Times.
Oh, I'm going to do that too, but the Tribune is the one to try to calm down a bit if I can. I'll do that.
I think if we could, some way or other, I don't think you can do it, but I think if some way or other we can point out that this is kind of catastrophic and this fellow, they just quitting the ship like rats, that he's really in deep trouble and he and Birch and Miller have just screwed this thing up and it's just hopeless.
Yeah.
Now, Henry Luce told a friend of mine that he was endorsing us, and I can't believe
God,
life
can't
and
believe
time
that.
Would, so I called him today and said, go check it. So he went to Hedley Donovan, and Hedley Donovan said it'll be in her issue of October the 9th.
My God, I can't believe that.
Cole said that they would endorse us October 12th. Another friend came in and said that Jock Whitney was endorsing us. I just can't believe that. But,
well, I can believe that, but I can't believe Luce.
John, who was it that told us that Jock Whitney's endorsing us? Somebody told me the other Jock Whitney. Well, now, John's here. Do you think that two of you on one little fellow is bad? I never noticed a word about Johnson's War until you all got together in Dallas, and then it became Johnson's War.
Took me a long time to get rid of that label, but I'm glad I did.
Okay, all right.
Good night, Mr. President.
Bye.